Welcome to Basic Gospel. We're here daily at this time to bring the basic gospel into your life. It's relevant, personal, and essential. Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis. Our purpose each day is to provide scriptural answers to your personal issues and Bible questions. This is where the basic gospel intersects with your daily life. Hear it, believe it, live it. So now it's time for you to call 1-800-677-9377. That's a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada. 1-800-677-9377. Call now. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks. We certainly do encourage you to call in quickly on today's broadcast. Again, that number, 1-800-677-9377. Last few programs, we've had several people holding on to a line at the end of the program. We just weren't able to get to them, and we would like to get to as many people as we possibly can. So if you would call now, we can do that. 1-800-677-9377 is the toll-free number, not only here in the United States, but in Canada as well. Yesterday we asked the question, are you in search of that one thing that will bring contentment to the heart and peace to the soul? All of us are on that quest. All of us are searching for those things. Some of us have found it in Christ. As our opening says, the basic gospel intersects with daily life. You know, we're searching for something more. We're trying to find something that will fill that emptiness inside of us. And at some point on that journey, the gospel of Jesus Christ just comes down from above and just intersects with us, stops us dead in our tracks, and gets our mind thinking in a new direction. We leave the search, you know, as far as the world is concerned, and we come to know Christ in a personal way. We're saved. And once we're saved, change starts to happen inside of us. And I love what Paul wrote to the Colossians in the third chapter of that letter. He says, since then, you have been raised with Christ. That is a huge, monumental statement, one that needs to be starred and underlined and memorized. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. That's what happens when this gospel intersects with daily life.
Yes.
You come to the point where you die to that old way of life and you are raised by Jesus through his Spirit to walk in the newness of life. So just in exactly the same way that he was raised from the dead physically, you're raised from the dead spiritually. That's salvation. So now that that's happened, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. The writer of Hebrews said, keep your eyes upon Jesus. Paul said in Romans, allow the word of God to renew your mind and transform your heart. All different ways of saying the same thing. Set your mind and heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died. That's what happens at salvation. You die. You are placed into the death of Christ. You are buried with Christ. And you are raised up to walk in the newness of life. So you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. So you lived in one realm, the realm of darkness, the realm of the kingdom of Satan in this world, and now you've been planted elsewhere. You've been planted in the grace of God into this kingdom of Jesus Christ, and grow there. That's what this is saying. Well, how do you do that? By setting your mind on Christ, setting your mind on things above. Oh, we're going to have all kinds of thoughts race through these minds of ours, aren't we? We're going to wonder where they came from. But we don't have to dwell on those things. We can just recognize they're just thoughts and then redirect our mind and attention back to Jesus Christ. That's a very simple, practical thing, and that's what this passage is talking about. And it's in that setting your hearts on things above and setting your mind on things above, that's when transformation starts to happen. That's when character is developed inside of us. And that's what we've been talking about all this month. Our offer to those who join with us in support of what God is doing through this ministry. is a wonderful CD series called Profiles in Character. And it gets into the mechanics of how God changes us from the inside out. A lot of times we try to lend God a helping hand. We try to bring about that character transformation through our own energy and effort, and we just mess things up. This is really a practical look at how God works inside of us to change us from within and to make a difference on the outside. And we would love to put that into your hands as our way of saying thanks for your gift of any amount this month to Basic Gospel. You can give by going to basicgospel.net. All the information is right there. Just click the support link and make a contribution today. We certainly need your help. Well, 1-800-677-9377 is the number to call. We would love to hear from you right now on today's broadcast. Again, that number, 1-800-677-9377.
Yeah, this passage in Colossians bears a little bit more look, because I remember back in the days when I thought I could be God's guy. I could work through this better than anybody else. I never paid attention to the first four verses of this chapter. I started in verse 5. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. You know, I would glance up above and say, well, you know, this setting things on my mind on things above, rather. And then I would jump down into all of this horrible stuff that I had been involved in the past and say, I got to get rid of this stuff so that I've got my mind fixed on things above. And completely ignoring what you were just talking about in those first four verses, the presumption here is that you have been raised with Christ. You are already eternally alive. Therefore, Christ is doing something inside of you. I never paid any attention to that. And, you know, I wondered why I was such a failure. It's because I wasn't saved or didn't understand that I was saved and what that meant. And I got stuck in this behavioral stuff. And if you're stuck there, we'd love to talk to you, because this answer is not our answer. This is the answer of Jesus Christ.
Most definitely. And again, that number, 1-800-677-9377. 1-800-677-9377.
Yeah, we've got an email here from Larry in Lodi, California, talking about or asking about Luke 9, 23 and 24. It's one of those places where Jesus said, you know, take up your cross and deny yourself and follow me. He says, I think Jesus is talking about denying our own self-righteousness and relying on him for salvation. Is our daily cross the consequence of sin in our lives, or is it something else? What is this passage really getting at?
Well, it's a great question, and I think the context really gives us the answer. You know, in verse 24, he says, for whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it. So what good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit his very self or lose his soul? So it's really in the context of salvation, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Jesus Christ is saying, you have to die to the old. And that's what repentance is all about. He's giving some definition to repentance. You have to leave that old life behind and let it go and come to Christ. That's what he's talking about here. And sometimes taking up that cross, you know, that repentance idea is a tough thing. It's not an easy thing, because that old life is comfortable to us. That old life is familiar. That old life, you know, just gives us some sense of security, even though we know something's wrong with it, even though there's something empty inside. Jesus is saying you still have to let that go, turn away from it, pick up the cross and follow him. And in that, there's this salvation. And that's what Luke is getting at. That's what Jesus is getting at in these words. Sometimes they're very difficult to understand. We try to put into them something completely different than what Jesus is meaning, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we always make it behavioral. And he's talking relationship first and behavior as a result of the proper relationship, not the other way around.
Yes, indeed. Let's go to Yonkers and talk with Don, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Don.
Hello, brothers. It's always a pleasure to hear good men who know what the standard of life and living is to express that. We are the men of the Most High God, the men of valor, the genuine man, and we should be able to show that and be able to engage with anyone on the face of the planet. We are, if I had to use a sports figure, we are Muhammad Ali. We float like a butterfly. We sting like a bee. and there's no one man better than us. Our backdrop is the truth, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He cannot be faded, and neither shall we. Period.
Well, Don, that'll preach right there, my friend. That's good stuff. And you're right. You know, real men believe in Jesus Christ. Real men follow Jesus Christ. Real men trust and abide in Jesus Christ on a day-to-day basis. And real men have the courage and the guts to love others. I think the hardest thing in life for any individual to do, whether male or female, is to trust Jesus Christ. Everything in the world is telling us not to. Everything in the world is putting up obstacles, hindrances to that life of faith. It takes courage and guts to stand out and to walk by faith in Jesus Christ. It really, really does.
And we as men of valor, we should be standing forth and standing up and telling the truth, knowing that our Lord, this is the earth is His and the fullness thereof. Don't we believe what we read in Scripture that is true? We should be reading, we should be believing, we should be receiving, we should be engaging, because we cannot lose. Listen up, men of America, listen up, stand up, go forth, tell the truth, engage. You've already won. The provisions are set before you. Let's get to work. People are dying. We're not engaged enough. Let's do it.
Well, good words, Don. Thanks for the encouragement. Thank you. We sure appreciate it. Thanks for your call today, my friend.
God bless you, brothers.
You too. Thanks for your call, Don. Oh, wow, what a great call. It reminds me, you know, I'm a Les Miserables fan. You know, I've read the book. I just think it's the greatest novel ever written. The story is moving, compelling. It's touching. It just brings out every kind of emotion.
Before you go on, let me tell you, folks, how much of a fan he is. He sings the songs here at work all the time.
Well, there's a song, and it has a great line in it. It says, "It's time for us to decide who we are." Here are these guys fighting for revolution and freedom and change and all of that. And the leader is calling for those to stand up and say, here's a moment. We need to define who we are. Are we going to just give in, just to lay down? Are we going to rise up and fight for this freedom? Mm-hmm. And I thought of that in terms of, you know, the great Christian truth about our new identity in Christ. When we come to Christ, we've been given a brand new identity. Before that, you know, when we were lost, when we were dead, we were sinners. That's who we were. That's how God knew us, as sinners, people who were living in rebellion against Him. And we felt the weight of that, the shame of that, the guilt of that, in our lives. But then this gospel intersects our lives at some point. We hear about Jesus. We hear about the good news that He died to take away our sins. We hear about the good news that He was buried and came back to life, and that through faith in Him, we can be saved. We can go from death to life. And when we do, we're given a brand new identity. We're called children of God. So we have to come to a point and realize that's who we are. And I think that line in the song is just a great call for us to do that, to decide who we really are. The world wants us to be like the world. The world wants us to bear the marks of the world, to identify ourselves with the world. And so we choose to do that sometimes. Well, I'm a businessman, or I'm a wealthy man, or I'm an athlete, or I'm a this, or I'm a that. And, you know, those are all the identities of the world. That gives you stature in the world. But you're a child of God. That gives you stature in eternity. And it's time to bring who you are in eternity to right now, to live out here and now who you are as a child of God. And I think that's exactly what Don was getting at in his comment. It's time for us who bear the name of Christ, who are called children of God, to live as children of God. Our slogan, you know, basic gospel, hear it, believe it, live it. It's a three-prong message. We first have to hear that message. We have to hear what the gospel is. So many people hear Jesus Christ died for my sins. He was buried. He was raised so that we could have eternal life. And it comes through our filter, and it comes out as far as our translation. Here's what I need to do to please God. You know, I need to follow this commandment. I need to do this. I need to do that. And say, you haven't heard the message at all. You've just made it all about you. This isn't a message about you. It's a message about Jesus.
Yes.
And then the next step, do you really believe that message? Do you really believe that Jesus took away your sins once and for all? Do you really believe that forgiveness can be yours through faith in him? Do you really believe that Jesus was raised from the dead? That's what Paul said. If you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you can be saved. Do you really believe that message to be true? And if you do, then salvation is yours. And then once salvation is yours, then how are you going to live that gospel message out in day-to-day life? How are you going to live that death, burial, and resurrection in relationships, in, you know, all that you do? God wants your life to be a good news story. And the only way it can be a good news story is if you live out death, burial, and resurrection in every aspect of life.
Yeah.
So thank you, Don.
Yeah,
thanks for putting us up on a soapbox there for a few minutes and letting us wail away. That's a lot of fun. 1-800-677-9377 is the number to call. We would love to hear from you. 1-800-677-9377. Again, that's a little bit of what our offer is this month,
yes.
Profiles in Character. If you want to be a standout guy, if you want to be one of those unlikely heroes in the world today, this is a wonderful series for you. And the challenge is to join the ranks of God's unlikely heroes and be a part of this story of God's redemption of mankind. It's available for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel this month. All the information on how you can contribute is online at basicgospel.com.
.net. Well, we've got another email from Wanda in North Carolina. She says, I heard once, I love the way she wrote that, I heard once that once you're saved, you're always saved. But then she's read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 to 8, and wonders, how do you put those verses together with the once saved, always saved idea?
Now, what were the verses again?
1 Thessalonians 4. Verses 3 through 8.
Interesting passage there in 1 Thessalonians. But let's go back over salvation. Salvation is life. We're dead spiritually. We need life. Jesus Christ gives us that new life. And it's a guaranteed life because the thing that killed us to begin with, sin, has been dealt with once and for all. So sin's out of the picture. It's like somebody that dies with cancer. If you had the power to bring them back to life, you would first have to take the cancer out of the body, because if you brought them back to life, the cancer would still be there and the cancer would kill them again. So to guarantee life everlasting, you'd have to deal with the cancer. And that's what Jesus did with our sin. He dealt with it once and for all, and now he's given us new life. So that's guaranteed by his death on the cross and then his promise that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Now, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it's just a admonition that Paul gives for us to be sanctified, that we've been bought with a price. Our bodies are to be for the Lord, for no one else. So he says, I want you to be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable. That's a reasonable statement. It just makes sense in light of the redemption that we've experienced in Christ Jesus. And he says, not in passionate lust like the heathen who do not know God, and that in this matter no one should wrong his brother or take advantage of him. Sexually, that's what he's talking about. You shouldn't take advantage of your brother sexually. And the Lord will punish men for all such sins, as we have already told you, and will and warned you. Now, the word punish is not in the original. That's how the NIV translates it. But what it means is that the Lord will be the avenger for all such sins.
Yes.
There is a time of judgment that's coming. He's going to make all things right. For those of us that are in Christ, our sins have already been judged on the cross, and the sins of the entire world. There was a judgment there for those who continue to live in rebellion. And one of the ways that people choose to do that is through sexual immorality. That's going to be judged at the end. The second death will happen. And that's all this verse is talking about. Mm-hmm. It's saying that God is the avenger of all such things. So it doesn't mean that you can lose salvation. Once you're saved, you're saved.
That's saved.
A guarantee of God's grace. His grace saves us. His grace sustains us. His grace enables us to persevere. His grace completes the work that was begun in us at the moment of salvation.
Yes.
Well, let's go to Joe listening to us in Maryland and on WAVA. Hi, Joe.
Hi. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon to you. How can we help you?
Thank you. Well, I think it was Bob said he wanted to talk today. Something like that in that place where you're going in and out of between grace and the law, grace and the law. I just got to keep reminding myself the grace of God, the love of God, my relationship with God. But then you have this thing where you make mistakes here and there, and it just makes me sick.
Well, Joe, that's right. I mean, there's law, grace, old covenant, new covenant. Law had a purpose. The old covenant had a purpose in our lives, and that was to show us our need, to reveal to us our sinfulness, to reveal to us that we are dead spiritually. But that's all the law can do. The law can't give us life. The law can't make us right in God's sight. Its only language is a language of condemnation and judgment and death. That's what it speaks to us. Well, when that message is heard, we realize that we're dead, that we need life. Now we can turn to Christ and receive life. And that life is given to us by grace. And so now we are to be led by the Spirit of God and by the grace of God. The law has given way to Jesus so that we can be a follower of Jesus Christ. Sometimes we try to drag the law back into our Christian life. Well, there's really no place for it. It's already done its work. It's already served its purpose. We have something better, someone better, in the name of Jesus Christ to work inside of us, to change us from the inside out. That's what God's grace is, and that's why the Spirit is there to keep us pointed in that direction, to keep our minds on the grace of God and the life that we have there. Well, Joe, great question. We certainly appreciate your call today. We thank the others who joined us. We have a couple of holding on the line. We certainly encourage you to hang on. We're going to be back on the air in about 5 minutes. So stay on the line, and we will get to your questions as rapidly as we possibly can.
Yes.
But in the meantime, thank you for joining us on today's program. My name is Bob Christopher, along with Richard Pfeiffer. We'll be back again tomorrow at this same time for another edition of Basic Gospel. In the meantime, remember, Basic Gospel is totally listener-supported. We need your financial help to continue airing each and every day. So join the Basic Gospel team. A gift of $10, a gift of $100, a gift of $1,000 will make a huge difference in the lives of other people. So join the team today. And as our way of saying thank you, we will send you this CD series called Profiles in Character. It's a look at how God works inside of us to change us from the inside out to impact every area of our lives. So give a gift today and let us say thank you by sending you Profiles in Character. Well, we'll see you again tomorrow at this same time.